the Earth Guard. The planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty.
This week, Captain Fantasy and Binary Girl in Plugging Leaks.
Hey. Hey!
Why, hello there, Disastrous. What can I do for you?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, as you can see, each cell is complete with a toilet unit. I know it's a bit makeshift, but as soon as the powerhouse is fixed up, we can transfer you back there.
I can't just go out in the open like this.
Oh, of course. Well, if you'd like, I can shroud the cell in a veil of twilight, which would
let... What? No, Captain, don't do that. You can go there, Disastrous, or you can hold it. Those are your options, and neither one is skin off my noses. Nose, whatever.
This is cruel and unusual punishment. You can't do this to me. It's not my fault the mollusk destroyed the prison.
But it is your fault you chose to become a supervillain, and it was your choice to use the attack to make another disaster blaster and try to escape, was it not? I'm sorry if you're used to a more solitary existence back in the prison, but here, you're just going to have to make do.
Bitch.
Excuse me? Was there something else you wanted to say?
What a bipolar girl.
That's what I thought.
Sorry for the trouble.
Captain! What do you think you're doing? Disastrous is a prisoner here. I don't like being bitchy any more than you do, but you have to at least try to act tough. They'll have the powerhouse fixed in a few days, and until then, we need any prisoners to think we're ready to lay the smack down at any time, even if it isn't how we normally act.
Hey, bisexual girl? You do realize you've got your other self whispering all this to me, right?
Just take your tinkle and shut the hell up.
Ooh, scary. It's as though you're completely ready to lay the smack down at any time.
Wow, you certainly talk tougher than we do. I'd like to see you talk back that way to the scary thin farmer.
What?
Maybe you can try that when you see him next time you fall asleep. And if it doesn't work, you can always keep trying every night if you like.
How do you know about that?
You can dream about the cow field tonight, or you can dream about your mom and sister. The choice is yours. But don't answer now. You can let me know your choice through your behavior, okay? Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Nicely done. What was all that farmer stuff?
Oh, just something from the world of dreams. Something she's afraid of.
Cool. I'll have to remember that.
Actually, if you wouldn't mind, I'd rather you didn't.
What? Why?
I got that information from her dreams. It's sort of, I don't know, privileged information. It's not really fair of me to reveal it like that.
Oh, come on. She's a killer. She's a super criminal. She's worthless scum.
I'm right over here, you know.
Shut up!
Get my disaster blaster, I'll show you a killer.
She's a human being just like anyone else. I don't judge. I can see inside of everyone in the world of dreams. I try not to reveal anyone's secrets unless absolutely necessary.
Wait, you know all of our secrets?
Well, sort of. I mean, I could. I see them, but I've taken to pretty much ignoring them unless I have a specific reason to look, but... yes, if you mean do I know about... You know what, with you know who... Yes.
But you said you don't look! You try not to look!
Well, yes, but some things are too obvious to ignore, plus... There's been all this attention on it. I couldn't help it.
So you just popped your brain into my personal business? That's a little unfair.
Your business? What are you... Oh, I hadn't realized...
What?
You and...
Shh!
No, I didn't know about that! I just found that out just now because you brought it up!
Then what were you talking about?
I was talking about Brombad voting Ocean Man off the team!
What?! You know why he did that? There was no way I thought he would kick him off. You've got to tell me why.
I can't.
You can?
I oughtn't.
Oh, come on.
Nuh-uh.
I won't tell anyone. No one will have to know. It can be our secret. Pretty please?
No.
Hey.
What?
I really have to go to the bathroom.
No one's stopping you.
I can't go and there's a guy in the room.
I can turn around.
Oh, yeah, very chivalrous, Dream Boy. Can't you just step outside for a minute?
I'm afraid not. Earthguard regulations require two of us on guard duty at all times. Peas Blossom should be relieving me shortly, if you can wait till then.
Fine, but understand this. When I finally do get free again, oh, and make no mistake, I will, I am going to personally crush you. I'll find your home and level it with an earthquake. I'll find your family and burn them in their beds. I'll find a way to destroy the world of dreams if I can, but trust me, you...
Sweet dreams.
Scary thin farmer dreams.
Check.
Looks like you've made yourself a new archenemy.
I'm not worried. She's not going to be able to touch the world of dreams.
And your home?
Don't have one.
You don't? Where do you go when you're off duty?
The world of dreams.
And where does your body go?
Oh, it wanders about. I wake up in the oddest places sometimes. I remember once I woke up in this opium den, which was awkward because A, I don't do opium, and B, I
told you, get your gay ass fairyland hands off me! I'm not gonna tell you again, you stupid
Silent, villain! Get thee in thy cell before I thrash thee more, foul ne'er-do-well!
Hey there, Peas. Good to see you.
Who do we have here?
Tis Dragondrop of the Sysops, the brute.
Let me out of this field and I'll show you a brute. Yeah, I'll make you forget all your little girly friends. Dragondrop, you right on top of my top.
Thanks, Cap. We owe you one.
We? Oh, I don't think that's appropriate.
Shut up.
Maybe I should stay in.
We'll be fine. I'm sure you have lots of giant monkeys to feed or something. Go on.
Well, there's no need for
no, you. No. He needs to go. Scoot.
All right, but I have to say I...
Bye.
Farewell.
But this is...
Did Captain Fantasy need to retire? He seemed reluctant to leave us alone.
Oh, he's just being a stickler. No big deal. But I was thinking, since both of these jerks are asleep...
Perhaps you have forgotten, Barbara. But we have a duty to perform just now.
No, not a problem. I'll just leave one of me here, and we can be elsewhere.
Huh? What the hell?
Guard Duty by Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Mikowski as the narrator,
Nicholas Roach as Captain Fantasy, Lynn Nelson as Binary Girl,
Angela Tymon as Peas Blossom,
Magdalena Richards as Disastrous, Daniel Schwartz as Dragondrop,
with theme song by Michael D. Mikowski.